behind closed doors, man, you hit the floor. And what they can't see is you're on your knees. So the next time you get a chance, tell them it's the God in me. 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 You think I'm so fresh. You think I'm so clean. You think I'm so sweet. It's the God in me. It's the God in me. You see, it's the God in me. You think she nice. You look at her whip, say the whip tight. You look at her crib, thinking she paid. You look at her life, think she got it made. Everything she got, the girl's been given. She call it a blessing.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Faithfulness makes you feel a part of the kingdom. You stop participating in the kingdom, you're going to feel disconnected from the kingdom. Start feeling like you ain't even saved. It can get to that point, you don't even feel like you're saved anymore. You got to stay connected. Faithfulness is what keeps you connected to the plan of God for your life. So I know I've gone through times where I felt disconnected and stuff like that, but it was times that I had decided that I was going to pull back. I'm just pulling back. We got our feelings hurt a little bit, so I moved from the front row to the back row. And soon as the service over, you head to the door. I've been there. And when my pastor did, he said, tell Greg I want him up on the front row. So I submitted to that and I said, well, let's go on back to the front row where we was. And I went on back to the front row. And then I got reconnected again. You got to be faithful. God is looking for the faithful. Let me just tell you some of the characteristics of the faithful. People who possess the characteristics of faithfulness will walk in uncommon blessing, favor, power, authority, peace, love, and joy. Faithful people are entrusted with what belongs to God. Numbers 12:7 says, but not so with my servant Moses. He is entrusted and faithful in all my house. So God was able to entrust a great assignment with Moses. Now, it took a very faithful man to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt. You couldn't have anybody with that kind of assignment that was unreliable, that was not dependable, that was not trustworthy. God had to pick a man that he could trust and say, now, Moses will be faithful with this assignment, and no matter how hard it gets, he ain't gonna quit. I mean, you know, there were times he wanted to quit. There was one time God wanted to kill him, and Moses said, no, don't kill. You can't kill him. And then there's another time that Moses said, Lord, kill them all. No, he loved God's people. He was faithful. Amen. Faithful people do according to what is in the heart and mind of God. 1 Samuel 2:35 says, and I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do according to that which is in my heart and mind, and I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever. Now, we know that this scripture is referring to Christ. He is that faithful priest that God raised up. But God said, I'm going to raise up somebody that's faithful. And that faithful person was Jesus. So, but faithful people have that quality just like Jesus had. Jesus said, I only do those things that please my Father. That means he was faithful. So we have to have the same qualities and characteristics in us that Jesus has in him, because we are branches attached to the true vine. So that same faithfulness that's in him is also in us. And if you look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, you know, it's one of the fruit of the Spirit is faith, but some people translate that as faithfulness is a fruit of the Spirit. So God requires that. I told y'all to go to 1 Corinthians 4:2, didn't I? It says, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required. Everybody say it is required. It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. In other words, a person has to be found faithful, or he has to be tested and tried to find out if he's faithful. God will test you to see if you're faithful. He's going to try you. You have to be found faithful. Praise God. Thank God for it. Faithful people are good stewards of what belongs to other people. 1 Samuel 22:14 says, then Ahimelech answered the king and said, and who is so faithful among all your servants as David, which is the king's son-in-law, and goeth at thy bidding and is honorable in your house? So you can see here that Ahimelech said to Saul, who is more faithful? Who is the most faithful servant that you have? Who is more faithful than David? You have entrusted your whole household to him. He's a faithful man. See, David had that quality. Faithful, a man after God's own heart. Faithfulness makes you a man after God's own heart. All right. Faithful people are given charge over the city and they fear God. In other words, God will give you increasing levels of responsibility and he'll make you a ruler if you're found faithful. Nehemiah 7:2 says, and I gave my brother Hanani with Hananiah, the ruler of the castle, charge over Jerusalem, for Hananiah was a more faithful and God-fearing man than many. So Nehemiah, when he got ready to put somebody in charge over the city of Jerusalem, he looked for a man that was faithful. He said, he's more faithful than many men. He said, let's put him over. Because faithful people have to be trustworthy, honest. They have to be reliable and dependable. And when you get ready to put people in positions of authority and you're willing to entrust a measure of power to them or influence, you have to make sure that you're putting a person that is going to be faithful there. If they don't have, say they got all the other qualities, they love people, but they're not faithful. You see, unfaithfulness will disqualify you, even though you might have a lot of good stuff going on. But if you're not faithful, then you can't be depended on. How many of you know people with great gifts, but they'll let you down in a heartbeat? You ever met anybody like that? They got great talent, but they are not faithful. And they disappoint because they don't deliver, they don't keep their word. And even though they might be able to be a blessing to you in a lot of ways, because they are not dependable, you had to turn your back on and say, well, I can't let them do that for me because, man, they say they don't have it done here, but, you know, I don't know when I'm going to get this back. They got the talent to do it. They're skilled. But because they haven't developed faithfulness, they can't be relied on. People won't entrust things to them. And that cuts their own blessing off. I mean, you know, unfaithfulness, Satan will use that against you to steal from you. Faithful people can be trusted as treasurers and to make distribution of goods. Nehemiah 13:13. I set treasurers over the storerooms. Shelemiah the priest, Zadok the scribe, Pedadiah of the Levites, assisting him was Hanan, son of Zakur, the son of Mattaniah. Listen to this. For they were counted faithful, and their task was to distribute to their brethren. So even when it came to distributing things, that's free. When it comes to giving away stuff, that's free. You have to have faithful people to do that. Because unfaithful people will steal from you. Listen, when my brothers was in high school, they worked at a little Mexican restaurant around here, and they had a guy that came in there, and they set him up as a manager. That little place went out of business. They had a guy in there was giving away everything. All his kinfolk coming by there to eat, hook a brother up. Oh, man, come on by here. I'm going to hook you up, and giving away all the food. I mean, you know when you got a relative working at a restaurant? Family members and close friends expect something. Can you hook a brother up? You're going to cause them to get fired. Don't put that kind of pressure on people, because you're leading them to be unfaithful in the performance of their duty. They ain't supposed to give you a break. They ain't supposed to give you a discount. Christians are sometimes the worst at wanting a discount. That ain't favor. That's manipulation. You got to know the difference between manipulation and favor. Favor is when they do it on their own. Favor ain't when you hint, 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 and hint some more. Favor ain't when you twist their arm till they feel pressure that they got to do something or you're going to be upset with them. That ain't favor. Favor is when God move on their heart to do something for you. Not when you move on their mind. So, praise God. Notice here, I set treasurers over the storerooms. Who did he look for? People who were trustworthy, dependable, reliable, loyal. That's what faithfulness is. So you don't want people handling money that's dishonest, that's not faithful. Years ago, everybody say years ago.
Years ago.
I knew a young pastor, okay, that started a church, and he wanted to blow up quick. Just wanted a big ministry. And so he went out to a temp agency and hired an office manager, somebody he didn't even know. So I told him, I said, listen, I think you're going about this wrong. I say, you just started the church. You and your wife might need to do that while you're starting until you can find somebody that have your heart that you can trust that's going to be trustworthy. I said, I would not entrust the finances of the ministry into the hands of somebody that you don't know. He said, well, they did background checks. You know, they done been through all of the screening. They did the screening already. I said, okay. All right. I said, well, I'm just telling you, I said, I just wouldn't handle it that way if I was you. In about 3 months, he was calling me because she wasn't paying the bill. So when he found out she wasn't paying the bills, creditors was calling him, wanting their money. So then he said, well, I'm going to need to cut her cell phone off. So he called and had her cell phone cut off. He had blessed her with a cell phone, all of that. She called and got it turned back on. She was rough. See, I thought you was paying the bills. Where all the money gone? I don't know where the money at. And because he just started, he couldn't go to the police on her. So he had to be quiet and discreet and tried to handle her the best way he could, which that was wisdom. You know, you don't want all that out in the street that the lady done took all your money.
Faithful people are hard to find, as I mentioned.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100.